Hey, neighbor. Sorry, I let myself in. Didn't mean to scare you. I just wanted to welcome you to the building since you're new and all. And I think you left the front door open. You know, I was pretty close to the last few tenants of this unit. But you know how apartment life is. People come, people go, never even hear from some of them again. But anyways, that's all beside the point. I just wanted to swing by and introduce myself, and maybe be nosy and peek at your furniture and shit. I like what you've done with the place, by the way. Although, I have to admit, the furniture isn't all that looks good in here, neighbor. What did you say your name was again? Actually, wait, no, don't tell me yet. The mystery is kind of fun, don't you think? Here you are, my handsome, mysterious new neighbor, and I'm just a cute, innocent little girl dropping by to make sure you feel welcome in your new apartment. So tell me, new guy, is there anything I can do to make you feel more comfortable? Come on, sit down on the couch with me. Make yourself at home. Since, you know, it's your home, anyways, right? I mean, obviously, you live here. Who else's home would it So, would you think I was a huge slut if I said I think you're really hot? And before you answer, would it be a problem with you if I was a huge slut? It's just, you see. I used to fool around with a guy that used to live here, and now that he's gone, well, a girl has needs, you know? And you're just so attractive. You know, there's something about this apartment. I think it really brings out a certain side of people. There's a story that gets told about this unit sometimes. One of the little infamous stories that this building has now. What about if I take care of this bulge you seem to have growing here and I'll tell you all about it? You see, there was a girl who came and visited this apartment one time, years ago. The way I hear it, she was a slut too. She came over to see the guy who lives here, right? And just like I'm doing right now, she got on her knees in front of the couch and she got this guy's cock out. Ooh, what a perfect cock you have. Yep, I'm gonna have fun with you for sure. So back to my story. So this girl, she started running her tongue over his cock real slow, like this, from his balls all the way up to the tip. We're the same, me and her. I just can't help myself when there's a delicious cock like this in front of me. So this little slut, she's just between his legs, teasing his cock with her tongue and lips. Kissing his balls. Then slowly taking the tip of his cock in her mouth like this. but you know how greedy little whores are, right? There's no way that was going to be enough. She had to have more of his cock. Had to feel it in her throat. Just taking every inch of this fucking cock, feeling her eyes water. Loving the feeling of just being a dirty slut. But I was, she was so aware of the longing between her thighs, the desperate need to have him inside of her. So she stood up, pushed him back, putting her hands on his chest, and lowered herself onto him. Oh, fuck. Oh. So there she is, riding him, feeling his cock. Filling her. Just fucking taking every inch of him. And she was loving it. Every fucking thrust. Pushing deeper into her. Driving her fucking crazy. Fuck. Oh, you feel so good. Don't stop fucking me. No matter how crazy this story gets, and it does, you gotta promise not to stop. Because your fucking cock is incredible. Oh, and I need this more than you fucking know. Promise? Good. Because here's where it gets kind of weird. As I was on top riding him, as she was on top riding him, her head thrown back and with pleasure, her mind in another world. Someone else came in. His friend. He asked if she was ready for more. But she didn't want it. She tried to say no. But the friend just laughed and kept walking towards them on the couch. She panicked, trying to get off, but she slipped and they pushed her down onto the floor. Right next to where I'm writing you right now. The first guy grabbed her legs and forced his cock back in her from behind. She tried to scream, but was quickly muffled by the other cock being shoved in her mouth before the sound could escape. She struggled, but they were too big for her, too strong. They were raping her. There was nothing she could fucking do about it. No. Don't try to push me off. I want you to listen. I was just a little fucking whore to them. Something to get off with. I never felt so fucking powerless. But things are different now. Now I'm the strong one. I'm the strong one. Even if I don't look like it. And you're just my fuck toy. You're gonna let me ride your fucking cock. And you're going to listen to my fucking story. You're gonna listen to me tell you how they raped me right here in this cursed room. How the one in front of me made me choke and gag on his cock until I thought I would suffocate. The one behind me raping my fucking pussy, just fucking me harder and harder, rougher than I ever wanted or imagined. I tried to cry. I tried to push them away, but they wouldn't stop. They just kept using me, abusing my body. But the worst was what they did to my mind. Knowing that I was no longer a person, I was just a thing, just like you now. It was like the only thing that existed in the world was that feeling of cock just forcing its way into me over and over again. Finally, the guy in front of me came. I could taste it in my mouth. I could feel it dripping down my face. Come. Please come. I'm begging you. Just come and end this. I don't care where. You can come in my pussy. Is that what you want? Anything. Come in me. Come on me. Please just come. Please fucking come. I begged him to come, so it would finally end. But the guy who already came told me to be quiet. I didn't. It was a mistake. He yelled at me again to shut the fuck up. And he put his hand around my throat.
Just like I'm going to do now. Do you like that? Does it hurt when I squeeze? Or are you like me? Barely feeling at all. Just getting raped and having the life choked out of you. Dying like a little fucking piece of raped meat right here in this apartment. And before I died, a funny thing happened. My mind snapped. I finally understood it. I realized I could take whatever the fuck I wanted from whoever I wanted. Forever. But don't worry. I'm here. You won't be alone. I'll always be with you. You, me, and all the other men I've killed here in this cursed apartment. So die for me. Die like me. And fuck me forever.